This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The WBEN All-Local.
All-Local.
A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose. Brian is off today, and we're starting at the National Weather Service with meteorologist John Hitchcock this morning. Wow, John, after a great day of weather yesterday for Dingus Day, we're in for some changes, it looks like, at least today and the next couple.
Yeah, good morning, Susan. Yeah, yesterday was a great day for Dingus Day celebrations, but the rest of the week, not looking good. We have some spotty light rain out there this morning that will increase in coverage and intensity as we go through the day, so a pretty wet day today. And rain continues on and off all the way through tonight and tomorrow. And some of that rain could be pretty soaking as we get into late tonight and tomorrow. And then colder air gradually works in, so we start with rain again tomorrow evening. And then as we go through late tomorrow night into Thursday, that rain will gradually change to wet snow, and that continues through the end of the week.
How much rain, John, do you think we'll be getting?
After all is said and done, by the time we add up today with Wednesday and even into Wednesday night, we're looking at probably 1 to 2 inches of rain, so pretty widespread soaking rainfall. It's coming over a fairly long period of time, but there could be some minor issues with ponding of water, especially as we get into tomorrow when the rain really picks up.
Oh, all right. Wow. And then when it turns to snow late Wednesday into Thursday, you were saying, do you expect accumulations?
There will be at least some. The greater amounts will probably be across higher terrain where it's a little bit cooler. So that'll start late Wednesday night and go all the way through Friday. It'll be on and off accumulations, slushy accumulations. But the time of year during the day, the very high sun angle we have in April tends to hold down accumulations during the daylight hours. So the majority of the accumulation will be at night and especially across higher terrain. So probably enough to widen the ground and remind us that it is still early April.
Okay. You just mentioned the sun angle, and I want to get to, if we can, what we know about the eclipse forecast. Seems like it's starting to come into focus for Western New York.
Yeah, it does look like, at least weather-wise and temperature-wise, a pretty nice day. We expect dry weather as of right now and turning warmer as we go through early next week, probably 55 to 60 the way it looks right now for Monday. What is very uncertain is how much cloud cover we'll have around. While it will be dry, there is a system off to our west, and that could spread high clouds into the area as we go through the day, and that's going to be highly uncertain for a number of days to come. So we'll have to wait and see. If the high clouds are thin like they were yesterday, that might still offer some viewing, so stay tuned on the sky cover.
Okay, when do you think we'll know with some more certainty about that?
It's going to be quite some time before we know. Cloud cover is difficult and fickle to forecast, so we might not have a really confident handle on it until maybe a day or two before the eclipse.
All right, John, thank you for the time this morning.
You're welcome, Susan.
John Hitchcock, meteorologist at the National Weather Service. Here's what's happening this morning. There's a vote in New York State today. It's presidential primary day. WBEN's Tom Puckett checking in with both of Erie County's major party leaders.
Although Democrats and Republicans have their presumptive nominees already, the presidential primary is still a go in New York. Erie County Republican Chairman Michael Crocker says while he anticipates a low turnout, turning out to vote is still important.
We need a strong showing for President Trump here in New York because he will still be on the ballot along with three other challengers who have withdrawn from the race. But we want to make sure we send a message that New York is behind President Trump. And as he has said, he believes his state is in play. But I believe that starts with getting a big turnout to support the president.
Democratic Chairman Jeremy Zellner feels the same way about President Biden, but with the races already wrapped up, is it still worth it to hold the primary?
I mean, anytime you have an election, it's worth it. And at this point, it was too late, according to the state election laws, for any of the candidates to drop off and not be on the ballot. I think we have candidates that have dropped out of the race in our party, and the same thing with the Republican side. But the fact is that they remained on the ballot too long for us to be able to not have the primary.
Hear more online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
Thanks, Tom. We're asking you at WBEN.com this morning, our web poll, will you or did you vote in the New York State presidential primary? Yes or no? Right now, 68%, the biggest block, have checked no. Countdown to the eclipse. We are 6 days away with Buffalo in the path of totality. And the population doubling with visitors, city leaders say parking rules will be strictly enforced. They're asking drivers not to park on grassy areas. Buffalo Police Captain Marcus Rogowski.
Traffic definitely has the potential to be a large issue. That's why it's very important that we all understand that there is no bad spot in the city of Buffalo. The view on your front lawn will be just as good as the view here in Niagara Square, the view on Furman Boulevard, or anywhere in the county. Families have a great opportunity to stay home, stay safe, and enjoy this event from their own home.
Road projects will be paused in the city on Monday. Inmates in New York are suing the State Corrections Department over the decision to lock down prisons during the solar eclipse. The suit that has been filed in federal court argues that the April 8th lockdown violates inmates' constitutional rights to practice their faiths by preventing them from taking part in a religiously significant event. Thomas Maley, Corrections Department spokesman, said the agency doesn't comment on pending litigation, but takes all requests for religious accommodations under consideration. He said those related to viewing the eclipse are currently under review. All state correctional facilities will operate on a holiday schedule next Monday. There will be no visitation at nearly two dozen prisons in the path of totality. The billion-dollar Powerball lottery jackpot is still up for grabs. No one matched all six numbers drawn last night.
The Powerball jackpot is now estimated at least $1.09 billion for the next drawing on Wednesday night. Monday ticket buyers in Georgia will have to try again to
pay off some debt and quit my job.
Help others, and others that can't help themselves.
In Monday's Powerball drawing, six tickets matched all five white balls and won $1 million each. Dozens of other tickets won $50,000 or $100,000 prizes. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
All right, keeps growing there. An emergency passageway has been cleared in the port of Baltimore to get ships past the wreckage of that collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. Meanwhile, President Biden, who says the federal government should pay for the bridge's reconstruction, plans to visit Baltimore on Friday.
We're learning more about the very first officers to arrive by water to the scene of the crash. The head of the Maryland Transportation Authority Police Union tells us officers with the Marine unit raced to the port.
First responder vessel to arrive on scene. And they actually rescued the one survivor from the water.
That is reporter Nicole Sanguiria reporting from the site of the collapse in Baltimore. We have some sad news this morning for football fans as former Pro Bowl cornerback Vontae Davis was found dead in his home in South Florida on Monday. Davis played for the Bills in 2018 and is best remembered by Bills fans for retiring at halftime during a game that year. The Bills released a statement saying, "We're saddened to learn of the passing of Vontae Davis. We're thinking of his friends, family, and loved ones during this difficult time. He was a two-time Pro Bowler during his 10-year career that also saw him play in Miami and Indianapolis. Police say no foul play is suspected in Davis's death. He was 35 years old. And the first no-hitter of the Major League Baseball season happened last night. Houston Astros' Ronel Blanco held the Toronto Blue Jays back in a 10-0 victory.
Ronel Blanco in his eighth career start. The 30-year-old makes magic on April Fool's Day.
How about that? First no-hitter in baseball.
The exclusive WBN 7 weather forecast for this afternoon calls for periods of rain, windswept by a gusty easterly breeze at times up around 30, 35 miles per hour. Even higher than that, along the Chautauqua Ridge, the high temperature in the upper 40s to near 50. Periods of rain continue, especially later tonight. The low temperature into the mid-40s still with that stiff easterly and southeasterly breeze. More periods of rain for Wednesday. And still breezy, the high near 50. With your exclusive WBN 7 weather forecast, I'm meteorologist Josh Nichols.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Joe Lundberg, AccuWeather long-range forecaster, is with me on the WBEN Trocar College Liveline. Joe, thank you. AccuWeather has been out in front of this eclipse with early forecasts. How have you been able to do this?
Well, we just kind of look at general patterns. We try to time things as best as we can, given the things that we're seeing in front of us. And then we, and our long-range team has come up with a forecast, and we've had it out for a couple of weeks now, and about what we thought would be the areas with the most likely good viewing conditions, where there'd be some sunshine, obviously, and then other areas of the country where the conditions would be poorer. And we haven't had to adjust that map an awful lot. It looks like the timing of systems from west to east across the country is working out fairly well, and it puts us in a pretty favorable area for viewing the eclipse next week.
I was just going to say, it seems encouraging for Western New York right now. What are you looking at?
It's a far cry better than what it is right now and for the next several days, which is just going to be awful. It's a good thing we don't have the eclipse between now and Saturday because we wouldn't see the sun at all. But it looks like the pattern breaks. This upper-level storm starts to move away from the area this weekend, and that should mean a pretty good day on Sunday. Then Monday, the day of the eclipse, really the only concern right now is higher-based clouds, which might dim the sun. It might dim the effect of the sun of the solar eclipse next Monday afternoon. But right now it looks like precipitation will be completely absent, and not these low, thick clouds that we're seeing in place across the region right now.
Okay, so definitely better than it's looking this morning. You said no precipitation at this point, and it looks like warm temperatures?
Yeah, I think 60s, you know, upper 50s to lower 60s right now. I would think that, you know, we should be in the low 60s on Monday, and I could see it even higher than that if we get enough sunshine.
And the only thing that's really uncertain is the level of cloud cover.
Right. And again, I think that that's going to be from a system that's trying to come at us from the south and west. And maybe Monday night and into Tuesday, that can bring us some rain showers. But between now and, or you know, I'd say during the day Monday, that threat is pretty low. It just looks like we'll have partial sunshine. I don't think it'll be mostly sunny at this point in time, maybe in the morning. But, you know, the time of the eclipse is in the early to mid-afternoon hours. And at that point in time, some of those high clouds may be dimming the sunshine. But, again, doesn't look like there'll be any rain during the point of the eclipse.
What do you think at all could change between now and Monday?
I think the only thing that would change could go two ways. One, that system that's trying to come in Monday night with some showers is slower, which means the clouds coming in associated with it would be slower to arrive, so it would mean better viewing conditions, more sunshine. Or perhaps the opposite is true. The storm system is quicker in getting out of here this weekend, and that means a faster progression of the systems to follow next week, which maybe means more clouds around for the time of the eclipse. I'm hoping it's the former rather than the latter at this point in time. And based on what I'm seeing right now, I kind of think that the slower idea it would have more merit.
Yeah. Have you done this for other eclipses in the past?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. No, I just didn't know if you... Have you ever witnessed an eclipse yourself?
I have. It's been a long time ago. It was back in the early to mid-70s, back when I was growing up in Connecticut. Not a full eclipse. I mean, it was a partial eclipse, but that was a fascinating thing when I was a kid growing up.
Oh, yeah. And during an eclipse itself, we should expect weather to change, right? During the totality?
What'll happen, you know, since we're going to be in the path of totality, obviously the sun gets blocked out. And if it's partly sunny, you're actually going to see a dip in temperatures. It'll be very noticeable. You know, maybe it's like 60 degrees, you know, at 1 o'clock. And then at the point of totality, it might drop as low as like the low 50s, believe it or not, for a couple of hours. And then it'll come back up as the sun comes back out again.
Yeah. And does it get windy, too, during it?
No, you're generally not. I mean, I think the breeze is what it is. And actually, I could see how the wind, you know, quiets down a little bit because you'll have a little bit less mixing since the lower part of the atmosphere is cooling off a little bit with the lack of sun.
The influence of Lake Erie here in Buffalo, what impact could that have on the forecast?
If we were to have a northwest flow like we're going to have here Thursday and Friday in the wake of the storm system, it would generate more clouds, and that would make it less optimal for viewing the eclipse. But I think the wind that day is more likely to be out of an east or southeast wind direction, maybe even south to southwest. So the lake should have almost a negligible influence on the forecast.
Okay. And then other parts of the eclipse, as this comes from Texas, it goes all the way to Maine. Mm-hmm. What are you looking at in terms of who has the best viewing right now at this point?
That's a great question. I suspect the areas toward northeast, far upstate New York, in the area east of Lake Ontario, probably has the best viewing conditions. Those with the worst might be down in Texas, in Arkansas and Oklahoma. That area, I would think, would have the worst because it looks like it's cloudier and wetter down there.
Doesn't that surprise you? Because all along, I was thinking that they would have the best weather for sure.
You'd think that would be the case, you know, put everything aside. You'd say, oh, the weather's got to be better down there. But no, I just think the timing of systems, that next system coming our way Monday night, has to come from somewhere. It looks like it's coming from the south and west. So I just kind of think that the weather down there is not going to be as good for viewing the eclipse.
All right. So Western New York could have one of the best viewing areas.
Yeah. And I think the farther upstream you go, or to the north and east, along the path of totality, I think the viewing conditions will be better. You won't see the total eclipse in, say, like, you know, southeast New York State, southern New England, the mid-Atlantic coastal areas, but there you should have an abundance of sunshine. So you won't get the full effect, but, you know, you won't have any cloud cover in those areas.
Joe, thank you. I really appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. I hope you enjoy. It should be a great show. So soon we get the sunshine to be out and not hidden by the clouds.
For sure. Yeah, and we're all looking forward to it. That's Joe Lundberg, AccuWeather long-range forecaster, with us on the Trocare College Live Line.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.